Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Welcome to September. Welcome to I always feel like September's like a new year, isn't it? Obviously, it's like a new academic year, but I feel like there's a lot of new energy as we go into September. So welcome to September. We're nearly at autumn equinox as well. Let's not speak about that. Let's just enjoy the last hint of sunshine and warmth in the UK that it feels like the only time we got warmth and sunshine in the UK this year, isn't it? Anyway, I hope you are all good. I hope you are all well. I hope you are settling into the energy of September. And obviously, since I last caught up with you, I have turned 30. Oh my gosh. And I would just, if everyone was like, how was it, Emma? I mean, the day was lovely. Obviously, my partner Alex made it the most amazing, special day. I did some lovely things with my friends and family, went for a lovely meal, so pretty low key, but I really love that, to be honest, anyway. Doing the things that I love with my loved ones. And then after my birthday, literally the day afterwards, and on my birthday too, to be fair, Mercury decided to Mercury like it never Mercury retrograded before. So as you can tell, I am full of a cold. So literally the day after my birthday, me and Alex got hit really badly with this really bad cold. And I was like, oh my God, we've got COVID, haven't we? Like, oh my gosh. Obviously with my party being at the weekend as well, but luckily it wasn't COVID. It's just a cold that seems to be going around at the moment. But that was fun / not fun right after my birthday. And on my birthday, my best friend got admitted to hospital with a suspected stroke, which was obviously very worrying and concerning for all of us. So, you know, obviously I was very like anxious and like, you know, focusing on that on my birthday, you know, just wanting her to be okay and wanting to hear updates and, you know, making sure that, you know, praying everything's okay with her. Then the day after that, my own mother went into hospital. And then basically after that, I said, I think we better cancel the birthday party. So I had a big, big party planned for my 30th. I'd work with an amazing events organizer, everything to bring my death to my 20s party theme to life. But because we were ill, and you know, I was like, gosh, this is a lot of money to spend for us to feel like crap and maybe have to potentially cancel it anyway because of that. Plus, obviously, my friend being in hospital, plus not knowing what's happening with my own family being in hospital, and everything else in between. Mercury was really retrograding my friends as well, meaning like their travel was disrupted, even being able to come down. it was one thing after the other. And I thought, do you know what? The most empowering thing I can do right now is literally take my power back with this situation and not like spend all this money for Mercury to retrograde us so bad. So I pulled the plug on the big party that we had planned and just had this really nice, beautiful, intimate meal. What am I saying, meal? It wasn't a meal. Like a party at our own house with like a sharing platter. Like my platter skills, oh my gosh, like I came through for that with a day's notice. You know, I really feel like I was able to do the death to my 20s theme justice. So it wasn't the big, you know, party that we'd planned, but actually I feel like it was what we needed at that time. You know, obviously like feeling ill is not great at the best of times, but you know, the people that were there, like obviously mean the absolute world to me. And it was just so lovely to have like an intimate evening where we just sat and chatted and drank. I was mainly on the Lemsip, but you know, like had a drink, had good food, ate the cake, because obviously I couldn't cancel the cake or anything like that. So we still had the cake. And to be honest, like it was lovely and it was exactly what I needed. And I think like, gosh, if I had have done that big party, I would have been one, exhausted, two, stressed. And I think it just would have like, I mean, I would have been so like more disappointed that I'd spent all that money for Mercury to retrograde us all. So I was like, right, take back your power and just, you know, create what you can with what you have. And to be honest, like all of us were just like, you know what, this has actually been epic. And I don't feel there's like a part of me that's like, oh, I'm really sad I didn't have that for my 30th. I'm just like glad that I'm alive and well, you know, like after the whole week, I'm like, oh, I think that's exactly what we needed given the week that we had. So it felt like just everything was like against us, if I'm honest, like not just me, like my entire friend group, my family, my loved ones. So I know a lot of you are feeling like this as well. I've had so many DMs of people being like, freaking Mercury retrograde. And I kind of felt like Mercury was being pretty gentle until my freaking birthday. So don't recommend planning a 30th birthday party during Mercury and Venus retrograde. There are seven retrogrades going on at the moment. So there is a lot of energy. Today, as I'm recording this, the Monday before you listen to this, Venus has gone direct today and Jupiter's gone retrograde. So it's like one after the other. But the energy does feel very chaotic at the moment. And it's gives me a little bit more like comfort, I guess, that I've seen a lot online and you guys have been messaging me saying like, what the F's gone on? A lot of you were like, oh my God, like this happened to my friend this week as well with her birthday. Like this is crazy how similar it is. So I just feel like me and any other fellow Virgo who has had their birthday the last couple of weeks, I'm sorry that it's probably not been the most smoothest energy for us. But you know what? Like it was still an amazing day. And that's not just me trying to make a positive out of a situation. Like I generally am like, you know what? That's exactly what I needed. I was ill with everything going on. Like there were more important things to worry about than my birthday at that point. So you know, everybody is well as well, the people who are in hospital. So like, that's all that matters. And like, as my friend Josie said to me, just use September as a month to celebrate. I was like, hell yes, we will just bring the celebrations into September. And to be honest, I have things planned for the rest of the year, holidays and trips booked for my birthday. So I'm like, hun, the celebrations are continuing. It's all good. It's all good. Why just have one day to celebrate when you can have 6 months to celebrate? So yeah, that's what happened on my birthday. And I'm glad that I am starting to feel better. I always feel like my voice, I always sound really nasally when I get a cold. And I don't know why. I feel like nobody else has this, but I feel fine. I just sound bad still. And I got a bit of a cough. But apart from that, all is well in the world. So today's episode then. Let's talk about the energy of Mercury retrograde and everything going on, because that does impact everything. But actually, the title of this podcast was meant to be my coming back to work podcast. Like, yay, I'm back. Let's talk about transformation. Let's talk about up-leveling. Let's talk about, you know, the things I've learned over my summer break. And I really like reflected on this in the 2 weeks between recording solo casts. And I thought gosh, am I ready to return yet? And the answer is no. And I'm going to go into more details on why I've come to that conclusion and obviously what that means for content and work. I mean, it's not going to be too different from what you're getting now, but again, like, I want to update you on my thoughts and my feelings and yeah, like what's going to be unfolding with that. And I want to talk more about transformation and the resistance to up-leveling that we can go through, and yeah, like the purging that I've been going through over the summer, how we can, you know, big leaps bring big rewards, and what lessons I really want to embody in this new decade of my life, and the energy that I really think is impacting so many of us at the moment and stopping us from feeling this like motivated and uplifted September energy. Like, I had a message in the membership this morning actually from a queen who was like, I want to feel motivated and I want to feel productive, but what is going on? And I'm like, hun, Mercury retrograde is going on. Like, I just feel with these seven retrogrades right now, I just do not feel like, maybe I'm wrong, maybe there is a group of collective of people who are like, what are you on about, Emma? I totally feel motivated. And if you are, please send prayers our way. Please send them to all of us. We need them. But ultimately, I feel like at the moment, like, I feel like most Septembers, like, you just feel like so ready to like get back to it. I'm motivated. Yes, let's go. For me, I am the complete opposite this year. Obviously, because I'm taking time off, so there's no like huge launches. Although, just to remind you, the manifestation membership doors are open. I will talk about that as well. So apart from doing my September intake of the membership, like, there are no huge like courses or launches for me. And that is the first time in 7 years that I haven't done that. But it feels good. It's 100% the right thing for me to do right now. But I just don't feel like any of us are in that energy of like new year, like stepping into that. Like, I argue there are some things I am doing, like the podcast image has changed. Hello, new era, new energy, new podcast cover. Yes, the podcast cover has changed. So there are things that I am doing to bring in that new energy. Like, obviously, I got my brand photo shoot back this week. So the images on the website are changing, the images across social media are changing. We're bringing that new energy in of what I've been working on and embodying over the summer for sure. But in terms of like big, fast action, like, and going full steam ahead, like, yeah, that is not my vibe. And that is not the energy that I feel is supporting me or a lot of people at the moment. So I would love to know how you feel September's energy has been so far. Do you feel like it has been that new year, new energy, let's go? Or do you feel like almost like a bit confused? Like, what am I meant to be doing right now? I feel like I'm meant to be like motivated and productive, but I'm really, really struggling. And for anybody who is, like, please be reassured, I am there with you, hun. And there is no right or wrong. Like, yes, September, we have, you know, that push of energy. We're approaching the autumn equinox, but there is no right or wrong with any of this. And some years we will feel on top form. Other years we won't, because our energy is requiring something different from us. Like, for me, my energy is fully requiring me to rest right now and fully requiring me to rest on so many levels, on a soul level, on an inner child level, on a healing level. And I can't go against that in my masculine ways like I used to and force myself to push or create, because it is not going to be my best work. And that is no service to you, that is no service to me. And there are so many things that are just so clear and flow so easily, like this podcast, that is not forcing, it's flowing. And I really feel like this, obviously summer, but I think this like season of my life as well is really, you know, soft girl era. And I know we joke about this, it's a TikTok trend of like, I'm in my soft girl era, but I really do feel like I am, where I'm like, no, I don't want to wear jeans right now. I don't know why I don't want to wear jeans, but I'm just so comfortable in nice trousers and dresses and skirts right now. I don't want to, you know, default back into those masculine working ways where it feels rigid and it feels forceful. And I think that's why I'm still like, am I ready to come back yet? Because again, one, I will go into some other stuff with that. But like, even with YouTube, for example, like, I love my YouTube more than anything. I love you as my YouTube community. I love creating the videos, but I have absolutely zero desire to upload in the way that I did before, like 2 videos a week, like zero desire. And I'm like, no, it feels too rigid. And I really feel like that is the energy that I'm really letting go of in the business, but within myself as well, is like rigidity of like having such a strict upload schedule. Like, oh gosh, like I kept that schedule for probably like, I mean, I've been doing YouTube 9 years, but I want to say like at least 7-8 years plus of strict uploads, 2 videos a week, 1 video a week, 2 videos a week. And it just got to a point where I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot do this rigidity anymore. I want to upload because it feels good. I want to upload because I have the most amazing video that I want you all to watch and get excited with me over as well. Not because it's like, oh, Emma has to do 2 videos a week. Emma has to do a video a week. So I'm still leaning into how YouTube's going to look and how I can bring that feminine flow into uploads and content creation with that. But another big reason why I haven't felt called to really come back in September fully yet is because I'm in year 9 in numerology. So personal year 9, which is endings, falling away, conclusions, closures, all of that goodness. And if you want, I know a lot of people ask me about this, so do check out my lovely friend Caitlin Carehart, both with a K at the beginning, on Instagram. She is a fantastic numerologist. She's the author of You Are the Cosmic Code, and she has a whole book on numerology. And obviously you can work out your personal year cycle from her Instagram and stuff like that. So do go check her out. But I'm also in month 9. So you have your personal year 9, like your personal year cycle, whatever cycle you're in, year number wise. And then you also have your personal month cycle. So based upon your personal year, like the number you're in, you'll then obviously have a different theme per month. So all of us will have a different numerology theme each month. So in September, as year 9s are in month 9 as well. And Caitlin jokes to me like, buckle up. And I'm like, oh, okay. So for me, I'm like, do I really want to come back to work? One, when I don't feel like fully energetically ready to anyway, but do I really want to come back in a month 9 when it's like closings and endings? Like, that does not scream like new beginnings like month 1 would, which is October. So I think even in that moment, I was like, nah, that has made my decision of I'm coming back fully in October, but of course I'm doing things in September. I've got projects I'm working on, events I'm speaking at. So it's going to be pretty much what I've been doing over the summer anyway. Podcast is still going, membership is still going. Everything that I'm doing at the moment is still continuing on, you know, posting on social media. But I really feel like the kick, the punch, the energy is October, because why would I do that in a month 9? And I'm someone who 100% works with numerology and astrology and things like that, especially in my business. So like, I'm listening to that of like, you just in yourself don't feel ready, but like even numerologically wise, like it's just not right at the moment. So, you know, you can still ease your way back in and gradually like, you know, start doing things again, but you don't need to put that pressure on yourself to be like, boom, I'm back, let's go, hit the ground running, because that is not the freaking energy of these retrogrades or how I feel within my nervous system and myself too. So that feminine flow is so, so important for me right now, and what my body and my soul and everything is craving. And at the beginning of this time off, my friend Josie pulled me some cards for the time off, and I kept pulling the Tower card, and I was like, put it back, choose another card, put it back. And she was like, I just really think like things are going to be falling away. And I was like, nope, nope, nope. And I was so resistant to it. Like, she would tell you, like, it was hilarious. I was like, yeah, no, we're not choosing to subscribe to that one, universe. And of course, like, things didn't fall away or like Tower card in business. Of course not. Like, just a natural up leveling and a natural like reevaluation of offerings and energy and how I can show up in this decade of my life. You know, I'm not the same person I was 3 years ago. I'm not the same person from 2 years ago or 1 year ago who's had these fixed, rigid content schedules and offerings for so long. So, you know, I needed that reset, that great reset, so to speak, of work side of things. But personal life, oh yeah, the Tower card, yep. Oh yes, that happened. And it was interesting because it was something that I never expected. It came out of nowhere, and I did briefly speak about this a couple of weeks ago or my 30th birthday reflections around it was trauma that came up from my childhood that I had absolutely zero memory of, so fully suppressed it, and it just came up out of nowhere, a bit like Gabby Bernstein's. And that's been really, like, yeah, really challenging to navigate, in all honesty, because you're kind of hit like, oh, I'm going to have this amazing summer off. And then you're like, oh, nope, we're in the inner work trenches. Oh, wow. Okay. The biggest inner work has come up. Right. Okay. So it's been a summer of processing. And I think, like, when I was talking to Hannah on my birthday about this and why I don't feel ready to come back is because I'm like, my soul is tired. My inner child is tired from healing and, like, you know, going through this summer, like, so many things have come up, and, you know, there's been such amazing highs and memories and trips and events and really, really cool stuff, the deck launching, but also, like, there's also been a lot of things that have come up that maybe I haven't been able to, like, give my full energy to yet, because I've still had to, you know, like, go on holiday still, or, like, you know, turn up to an event still. So for me, I was like, I'm not sure I have actually had the summer off that I wanted yet. And obviously, because the weather's been so nice this week as well in the UK, I was like, yeah, not coming back yet. Sorry, out of office on still. Let's go sunbathe. So I am still working, just as I have done throughout the summer. Obviously, I'm doing the podcast, the membership, you know, my commitments, my events, things like that that were booked in. So there's still things that I'm absolutely doing behind the scenes and obviously publicly as well that you guys see content wise. But I feel like this was something I just couldn't avoid. I was like, I'm not going to ignore that and just push forward and push back, because that does not help anybody. And it's just like, it's just not good. But moving on to the lessons that I really want to embody in my 30th, well, not just year, but decade, my 30s. I'm so bad at remembering where I see stuff. I swear I need to, like, screenshot or save stuff. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to bring that to the podcast. And then I forget who said it. But I'm sure I watched, if I remember who it was, I will link them below. But I saw someone recently, a couple days before my birthday, talking about their, I think they just turned 40, and they were talking about their 30s and, like, that decade, and how their lessons of their 30s was around expectations. And it really hit me, and I was like, oh yes, I think that could be a good kind of, like, focus throughout my 30s. Not because I feel like, I mean, I am a Virgo, so we do naturally have very high expectations of ourselves, of other people. Like, I can't deny that. It's in our Virgo DNA. But yeah, I feel like I'm a lot better with it, definitely after, you know, my hurt, healing, heal journey, and obviously unraveling a lot of that over the years, and perfectionism and trauma with the inner child. Like, you know, definitely I'm a heck of a lot better. But I feel like that felt like a really big theme for me to, like, embody and experience throughout my 30s, of, like, how can I let go of my expectations? So it's not just expectations on others or yourself, it's actually your expectations on the universe as well. And I think that's what really most drew me to it, of this lady was saying about how when she let go of her expectations for her life, for her 30s, for her manifestations, that basically the universe came in and surprised her in the most amazing ways. And I feel like that's what really drew me to it, more so than expectations of myself or others, because I was like, oh my gosh, yes, because I feel like I've held such expectations for my manifestations for myself throughout my 20s, through that masculine energy that I do primarily sit in. So I was like, because I know my 30s are going to be more of that soft girl era, that feminine energy, like, it makes total sense to work to release those expectations of my life and of the universe and of everything, because how freaking cool will that be when you do that, to then be surprised in the most magnificent ways? And I know it works, because I do it, you know, on a kind of, like, small level with letting go and surrendering and manifesting as a whole. But I'm like, what if you just did that on a huge scale? What if for your 30s, you just release those expectations of your life, of how you think your 30s will go, of what you think, you know, like, manifestation wise will happen, or universe wise, and you just opened up to the universe bringing to you whatever is for your highest good. And that's not to say, like, don't set intentions or, like, don't have a goal or a vision, but don't have the expectation. I think it manifestation and expectation is very different, because manifestation, you are setting an intention. You're saying, you know, like, it would be amazing to manifest this love into my life, for example. If you have the expectation, you're like, well, it must manifest in 6 months' time. They must look like this. They must have this job. They must do this. Otherwise, it's not my manifestation. Like, that is an expectation. But what if the universe brought that relationship in an even better, more aligned up level person who's going to love you in the most phenomenal way? But maybe that comes in 3 months' time, or maybe that comes in a year's time. And if you release those expectations, you magnetize the more up-leveled, most amazing thing to you. But if you held on to that expectation, you're basically standing in your own way with that. So that was my kind of like thinking and logic around focusing on releasing expectations in my 30s. And I think that's quite a natural thing that we tend to do at this kind of point, as you come out of your Saturn return and you know, look at your expectations of others, of yourself, of the universe, of your life, and you kind of think, maybe I can trust that a little bit more. I feel like a lot of us in our 20s really are like, we must make this happen, we must do this. And I know Gary Vee talks about this a lot with entrepreneurs, and, you know, people want to be a millionaire by 25 or whatever, and he's like, you've got your whole life, you're just starting. And for me in my 20s, I was like, Gary, that's so pessimistic, like, why can't we? But in my 30s, well, I know I've just turned 30, but, you know, in my 1 week I've been 30, I'm joking, the whole summer that I've been leaning into this, you know, I have realized, I'm like, you do have your whole life, and that's okay. And what if you just release those expectations and the universe blessed you in ways that you couldn't even comprehend? Because that is exactly what happens, Emma, when you let go and surrender and you release expectations of your desires. So what if you released your expectation of the bigger picture of your life, of your journey, of your purpose, of whatever, and allow the universe to guide you and show you what that looks like in this decade of your life? So maybe you're resonating with this, maybe you want to incorporate this into your 30s as well, or maybe even your 20s, or maybe your 40s or your 50s, at whatever stage you're listening to this. But let's talk about more transformation then. So as you heard with the Tower card, there was a lot of resistance from me to up-leveling and transforming during this time off. And ideally, I would have loved to have brought to this podcast, like, here's all the amazing things I learned throughout my time off, and here's these like amazing blessings and teachings I'm going to share with you. And I'm sure, I mean, I'm doing that, you know, now as well, but I'm sure there will be a point where I can do that as well. But I feel like I'm still very much in that chrysalis, like in that period of transformation. And that Tower card, I would say, was really the starting point of that transformation. And, you know, Josie was saying to me, like, you are going to go through this huge, like, spiritual awakening, and like, it won't be as brutal as the others. I was like, thank the Lord, like, I don't think I can cope with that after like 7 years of them, but okay, yeah, sure. I mean, when I set this intention for time off, I was like reading books in the garden, chilling, hot girl summer, soft girl era, like living my best life. And the universe was like, nah, you're having a spiritual awakening, hun, and you're also gonna like remember childhood trauma that you had suppressed for 30 years of your life. So yeah, we'll laugh at that one, shall we? And the thing is I know all of you listening will be laughing at that too, thinking like, yep, I've had that in my life. And that's it, we're all human. Like, we can have these like perfect intentions for our summer or how we want to spend a certain period of our life or a season of our life, and the universe is like, yeah, no. So you do have to go with the flow, and I feel like going with the flow has been that, oh my gosh, key theme that has been coming up time and time again for me over the last, I guess, like 6 months really and plus. So when that inner work came up, and it came up very early on in my time off, obviously it felt very heavy, it felt very dense. And I could feel myself in that transformation era where I was confused. And like, if you think back to like your first spiritual awakening, maybe your dark night of the soul, or maybe you're in that place right now and you're like, this is the first one I'm going through, Emma. You do feel that confusion, you feel that like loss because something has fallen away. And I talk about this in Hurt, Healing, Healed, where we have to lose something, whether it's a loved one, whether it's a season of our life, whether it's a version of our life we thought we were going to live, you know, living grief. There are so many different ways we can experience loss. And we do experience loss when we go through transformation and upleveling and a spiritual awakening. So for me, I was in that space of like confusion over like what the F is going on. Like, right, okay, yeah, we're working through.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With that, we're dealing with that. I'm working with my inner child on that. Okay. But there's a heck of a lot of confusion with that, because obviously you do doubt yourself, and you do, and I know Gabby Bernstein's spoken about this as well, when she, you know, remembered her trauma as a child, that there's a lot of confusion because you doubt yourself. You think, no, that can't have happened. You doubt the flashbacks, the PTSD flashbacks, you doubt the memories, you doubt the stuff that is coming up from your subconscious. You question everything. So even if you're not going through that specific example, like, I do feel like confusion is a big part of a transformation and up-leveling, because you're like, what do I do? And I feel like in that moment, that is your ultimate invitation to surrender, because what can you do? You can sink or you can swim. And in those moments, I feel they are the holy, being brought to your knees by the universe of, I can sink or I can swim right now. I can, you know, imagine if you're in the sea, you can kind of like wail around and flap your arms and be like, ah, and you're probably going to sink quite quickly. Whereas if you let go and you allow yourself to float, not knowing where the heck you're going to go or where you're going to be taken by the tide, by the current, you float a lot quicker, right? And you get to your destination a lot quicker, rather than flailing around, kicking your legs, screaming, being like, no, I'm not going there, I'm not doing that. And we all do it in our spiritual journey, right? We all have that resistance sometimes. And some journeys are easier to surrender to, and some journeys are not. So during that transformation and really like chrysalis time of, you know, like up levels, like we're going to feel that in our body. You can hear it in my voice now. Like, as I'm saying this, my voice is like, yes, we've been talking for 30 minutes already, Emma. Your voice is not really meant to be doing this at this time. But yes, like, I felt those physical upgrades in my body. Like, obviously right now, like Josie joked, you're going through a physical purge again. I was like, makes sense. So, you know, like, we can purge through our body through like flu, cold, you know, sickness. I find I get like colds and flus normally when I purge energy. So you'll feel it in your physical body in different ways. It doesn't just have to look like a cold or a flu. You'll feel it in your spiritual body, and you'll feel it in your energetic body as well. So mind, body, spirit. So you'll be feeling that purge from your mind, from your body, and from your soul. So going through that transformation period is, well, it feels like almost like going backwards. Like, you know, when you're like stroking a cat the wrong way. It's like that of like, it feels resistancy because we're normally 9 times out of 10 resisting something. Like, it is hard to just fully like float in that water when you're like, well, where the heck am I going? What the heck's happened? I was there a second ago and I was happy and everything was good. And now I'm like thrust into this like spiritual awakening or transformation and like, what the heck? Like, I'm not prepared for this, you know? So you kind of like, we all feel that resistance to some degree. And the upleveling is what allows us to be able to manifest, because even on a micro level, like, you can probably relate to this. If you maybe were manifesting some money, for example, you had to uplevel your money mindset maybe to be able to manifest that money. So you may not have gone through a dark night of the soul and, you know, gone through a spiritual awakening just to manifest that £1,000 that month. But you went through a small mini upleveling to some degree to be able to be the energetic container and have the space to be able to magnetize that to you, right? So this is just on a bigger level, essentially. And there's not necessarily, I feel, any like huge manifestation that is happening here for myself. I think it's, you know, it has done in the past with uplevelings for sure. I feel this is actually just like an upleveling into my 30s, an upleveling as a whole, like business, life, myself, everything, you know, really sealing in that healing work throughout my 20s, which I'm sure will continue into my 30s as well, I'm sure of it. You know, it's cementing all of that in and upleveling me once again through a big way past that Saturn return. Because, you know, again, now I'm 30, I'm kind of moving towards, over the next year, the end of my Saturn return. So again, there's going to be like the integration of all of that, those lessons since 27. Oh my gosh, the amount of things that have happened since I'm 27. Yeah, I'm not surprised I'm feeling it, because you're integrating all of that as you move into this new, you know, adulthood in your 30s. And even if you're not at in your Saturn return or anything like that at the moment, like, we can still feel those huge, huge periods of transformation, of change, of scariness, where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm literally shedding myself like a snake almost. And who is this version of myself going to be? So for me, over the summer, it has been surrender. I've had to surrender to, okay, this is what the universe wants this summer to be about. Like, although there's some really amazing, happy things happening, I know that these big leaps are going to bring big rewards. And I've had to take big leaps in the business, trusting that this time off is going to support me and not like ruin my business. You know, the fact that I can even come on this podcast and say, I've decided to have another month off. How privileged and lucky am I to be able to do that? And, you know, that's a moment of gratitude for myself of like, you have created a business that has allowed you to have 3 months off and you are absolutely fine. And because you're not feeling quite ready yet, because you're honoring your body, you are still fully supported. And that is the magic of it, of the universe was not going to punish me for doing my inner work or listening to my body or listening to this season of my life. Why would it punish me? I am listening and I'm creating that space for more. I'm creating that space so I can be more for myself and for you and my work and everything. So I want to remind you today that if you feel scared to take that leap, big leaps bring big rewards. And it's so easy for us to look down at like the gaping void of, oh my God, what if I fall down and I'm going to fall down that rock and I've got to take this leap. What if I don't make that leap? I'm going to fall. It's going to fail. All those stories that we tell ourselves, but we're too busy looking down at the leap and not looking forward at the horizon of the abundance and magic and transformation and love and happiness and abundance that awaits us on the other side of that small freaking step. Because actually I found, and especially over this summer, that the step over that gap, so to speak, is more psychological than it is physical a lot of the time. Sometimes it can feel like a huge physical, like, oh my gosh, I've got this huge like hurdle to kind of get over to be able to get to that other side. But for me, it was totally mental. It was totally around my mindset of I was too busy looking down instead of looking up and thinking, yeah, no question, we're going there sort of thing. So I want to encourage you to use that visual today of stop looking down at the rock face below you, the kind of like, you know, gap beneath you, so to speak, of where it could all go wrong, because you're not going there. Look up, look forwards, and energetically see yourself take that step over the edge onto that new ledge, onto that new rock mountain, however you're visualizing it, and see that road ahead in front of you. The sun is shining, the abundance is there, everything you want is there. And if you knew that, you would take the step, right? So take the step. And when I went through that visualization in my head, everything changed for me, where I was on that other side immediately. It was all mental blocks for me. And then things started opening up. I then got clarity of like, okay, I really don't want to do that offering anymore, or I really do want to keep doing that. That is my number one priority. Something shocked me, some things didn't. You know, I opened up my capacity for abundance in work hugely by doing this. And then the same in my personal life. And although, you know, like there's no kind of like easy, quick fix for dealing with childhood trauma and, you know, things coming up out of the blue, you know, I have my, you know, therapist there, I have my EMDR, I have all those tools and resources to turn to help and support me to navigate all of those things, so that it doesn't feel too much, that it doesn't feel, yeah, like overpowering. So I have that there. And when I then, you know, went further into my time off, I started to relax more and think, okay, maybe this is not the summer that I envisioned, but this is the summer that I needed. Because imagine if you went into your 30s with all that density, with all that heaviness, with all that like trauma still, it's just going to repeat itself, right? Like, we don't want that. We're going into our 30s with a new era, new energy, new everything. Like, we're not taking the 20s with us. And for me, my 20s were so heavy, so dense, full of trauma, full of huge life lessons. Like, oh my gosh, like when I was reflecting on it on my, like the night before my birthday, I thought like, oh my God, no wonder I feel tired. No wonder my soul is like, oh, I need a break. Like, frick, we need a break, you know? So for me, it was that real confirmation of like, we're not carrying that into this new decade. We're not going that way. We're not going backwards. We're going forwards. And sometimes we need that reminder in that chrysalis, in that transformation of you're not going backwards. The caterpillar that goes into the cocoon is not going backwards. He's not becoming like a baby caterpillar. He's becoming a beautiful butterfly and transforming. And really ironically, I shared this story on my Instagram, and basically we've had some problems with our guttering. It's not attached properly to the house. And we had to get the guttering people around, and they said, oh, you realize you've got about like 10 butterfly cocoons all on like your, just below our guttering, which is by my office window. And he's like, I've never seen this on any of these houses around here. Like, this is so strange. They must love you, like joking about it. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I've really been seeing like these orange butterflies like a lot recently. Like, they were landing on our windowsills and like all these things. And I was like, okay, I see you. No wonder they're landing on our windowsills. They're freaking staying here. They've got their own hotel room. You know, they're like, they're staying here rent free, which I don't mind. So I went outside and had a look, and you could see all these like little like cocoons like all lined up. And there was some on the other side by Alex's office, but a lot of them were on my side by my window. And I was like, well, they must like the vibes here then. And there's like none on any other houses. So we had these like beautiful butterflies hatching. And I just felt like in that moment, it was the confirmation of the universe of like, well, if you're going through that transformation, the butterflies want to be near you. They want to be around that energy. And you know, I don't necessarily feel like I needed this huge energetic upgrade. I think a lot of the time we don't, but it's welcome, because now I'm like, well, now I know things that I didn't, and I can work with that, and I can release that, and I can feel that lightness now moving forwards into this new decade, whereas I probably wouldn't have been able to do that before. And I probably would have felt maybe some of the same feelings arise in my 30s that I'd had throughout my 20s, and maybe had more confusion around that. So, you know, it's never fun and it's never nice to, you know, go into trauma work or, you know, relive like stressful times of your life. But ultimately, like when we release that and make peace with that, we create the space for so much more amazingness in our life, because we're clearing out that density. So for me, transformation and up-leveling is, it's going to happen whether you like it or not. I think that is one thing I will say. As much as I resisted the Tower card, it happened and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I mean, it definitely wasn't what I thought it was. And it definitely hasn't been like a walk in the park, but it has been incredible to, yeah, like make sense of a lot of stuff that maybe didn't make sense before, you know, and feel that transformation and up-leveling. So I can feel, I mean, I know I sound ill as hell, but I can feel that I have definitely up-leveled during this time off. And I, you know, as I say in the first section of Hurt in Hurt Healing Healed, you have to slow down to be able to do the inner work, right? So that was a reminder for me from the universe of, I know you wanted to slow down to have your hot girl summer, Emma. And maybe there's still time for that. We still got September, but you know, like we have had to work on this stuff has to come up, because then you can go into your 30s in this new energy and new vibration, and you're not going to feel like you're burnt out or like working all the time, because you're going to have a new mindset by then as well. And I feel like that's definitely what has happened, and I feel like my priorities have changed in my personal life, in my work, and like what projects I really want to work on. And I think that's all really good and positive. Like, I'm here for that. But transformation is not easy, because it requires you to look at your own BS. It requires you to be honest. It requires healing. It requires rest. It requires slowing down. And we don't always want to do that. Like, you know, in the outer masculine summer energy, that's the classic manifestation energy. It's like right now, as we're in September, we're like feeling this like, yeah, new year, like let's kickstart for the rest of 2023. And honestly, I just don't feel like that at all. And I don't think a lot of us do right now, but we are exactly where we need to be at this point in our life. We are exactly where we need to be on our transformation journey. And we will go through cycles and seasons, as I continuously say on this podcast. Like, you know, for me, this season of summer has been inner work. It has been transformation. It has been up-leveling. That doesn't mean there hasn't been lightness. That doesn't mean there hasn't been abundance. That doesn't mean there hasn't been amazing trips and lovely things that have happened. But it has also been quite tiring. And I think that's why I really want to take the rest of September to gently ease back in and just really get grounded and rooted in these decisions that I'm making in the business, and feel my way into it, not just as I would before with my masculine energy, just be like, right, sod it, all guns blazing, let's go, let's throw ourselves into this. That is not what my body, myself, or my soul wants or needs right now. So I would invite you to listen to your body. I would invite you to listen to the chrysalis right now if you are in that place of transformation, because it can be confusing. It can feel lonely sometimes. It can feel endless. It can feel like, when am I ever going to feel that lightness again? When am I ever going to feel the sun again, or that masculine manifestation energy, or feel just like I'm living my best life? But ultimately, we need these seasons of transformation to be able to experience our best life, to be able to up level, to be able to align with our desires, with abundance, with the joy that we seek. And if we didn't have these moments of releasing, you know, that feminine is the feminine energy of releasing, going inwards by doing the shadow and inner work sometimes, but most primarily like releasing and creating this space, you can't bring anything else into your container if you're not equally releasing and letting go of things, right? Like, you can't just keep adding and adding and adding and adding. Like, you do need to release the old, release what's not serving you. And that's what that transformation and up-leveling a lot of the time reflects for us, whether that's a week, whether that's 6 months, whether that's a year of really going through like a dark night of the soul or up leveling. And although I don't feel like I'm kind of on the other side of this spiritual awakening, so to speak, at this moment in time, I know that I'm a lot further ahead than I was when I started my time off. So although I definitely will come back to work in October, you know, I see that spiritual awakening still continuing on even after that. So you know, you've got to prioritize yourself. You've got to prioritize like what is important for you. And that was healing this summer. And I think some like takeaways to wrap this up of, you know, like what I really feel I've taken away from this summer is, again, I feel like it comes back to those expectations of, you know, I expected a summer of reading and sunshine, and the universe was like, nope, we're going to have a really shit summer. So you stay inside and you do your therapy and you heal and you slow down, mixed with amazing abundance too. So both can coexist. And I think if you are in that place of transformation and upleveling and you're like, oh, I just want some abundance, you have capacity, you have access to abundance at any time. It may not feel as light and free and flowing as it does when you're in your masculine summer energy, when we're not in that transformation chrysalis, but it's still available to you, and miracles exist everywhere. And those butterflies were that reminder for me of miracles, of magic, of transformation. And like, look at this shiny butterfly. You're going to be flying into your 30s as, right? Like, you're not going to be carrying that density of your 20s. And like, thank fuck, because we do not want to be carrying that into a new decade. No, thank you, sir. Like, we don't want it. We haven't got time for that. No, we've got time for abundance and magic and joy and positivity and love and alignment and all of the good stuff, right? So sometimes when we set those intentions or we have those big goals and visions, we don't realize that we have to clear out the gunk to be able to transition to that place of our life. So, you know, like for me, I'm like, okay, where do I want to be in my 30s? Well, if I want to be there in my 30s, I'm gonna have to clear out that gunk. I'm gonna have to energetically clear out the gunk of my 20s. Or maybe it's not even like a huge decade, maybe it's like the last year of your life you need to like release and let go of to be able to up level to that place you want to be. Just think about it this way: if you weren't releasing and you weren't up leveling in this way by releasing, having spiritual awakenings, like you wouldn't be where you are now, right? You wouldn't be with the things that you have right now that you were maybe trying to manifest a year or 5 years ago. So think about now, if you're in that stage again, like myself, like, oh my gosh, like in 5 years time, if we all checked in with each other and had a little phone call, and we're like, oh my gosh, do you remember that podcast I did? Oh my gosh, look at what happened since then. Like, thank God I went through that transformation. Like, we would all be thanking our transformation and up leveling and our time off to have the blessings and the abundance and the lightness and the joy that we have in that season of our life. So everything is a season, and this too shall pass. A great saying my friend Natalia always says to me, this too shall pass. So if you're in that heaviness, I feel you, girl, I'm there with you. And you know, not always is our 30th birthday going to look like what we thought it was, thanks Mercury, but maybe it's exactly what we needed. Maybe my summer time off wasn't exactly what I envisioned, but maybe it's exactly what I needed, right? So releasing those expectations is important, because although I would say at this moment in time, like, I don't think I've been blown away by the universe in terms of birthday or time off, like, oh my gosh, thank God it didn't meet my expectation, because I've been blown away. I think it's been difficult at this kind of moment, but in 6 months time, I know, or even 12 months time, I know I'll be able to look back and be like, yeah, that was worth it. Worth every tear, worth every moment of difficulty or resistance as I went through that chrysalis in the chamber of transformation. So, you know, you think about it, if you are transforming from that caterpillar to that butterfly, I can't imagine it's a pain-free process. Like, you're literally shedding yourself, you're transforming, you're becoming a whole different version of yourself. It's not pain-free. It's definitely not. But the rewards from that and the energy that you feel from that and the strength that you have moving forwards, you would never ever have if you hadn't have gone through this in the first place. So I hope that maybe these are some words of comfort and peace for anybody who is struggling with transformation and up-leveling and spiritual awakenings at the moment. Maybe you're like myself, you were having a hot girl summer and the universe was like, nope, we're having an inner work girl summer. Maybe you have had Mercury retrograde in your ass the last few weeks. It does go direct on the 15th, so not long now, thank the Lord. But we're in a very interesting energy right now, very interesting. And I just think We can't compare. We can't compare September last year to our energy here and now, because it's totally different. We're totally different. The universe is totally different. The different planets are in retrograde. Like, there are so many different things impacting us. So we can't hold on to that, control or expectations again of how we think something should be. So I feel like everything I've said in this podcast comes back to expectations. And I know that releasing these expectations of even like the rest of my time off in September, like releasing the expectation of myself to have to come back in September, like all of this releasing the expectations allows it to be exactly what it needs to be, instead of forcing or resisting or controlling, because that's only going to delay the process. That's only going to, you know, you can imagine me flailing around and see like, no. When you flow, when you surrender, when you allow, you get to your destination so much quicker. So if you feel more aligned visualizing yourself in the ocean floating, or are you sinking right now? Or maybe you're seeing yourself on top of those rocks, that mountain, like I said, and you're looking down at everything you could potentially lose when you're taking this leap, instead of looking forwards at everything that's awaiting you, everything you have to gain from that. Remind yourself of these today. They're powerful analogies and they're great to carry forwards with you during moments of confusion or moments of lack of belief, whatever it is that you experience. So yeah, that's been my time off in a nutshell. I know it's been quite a random podcast, and I know I said I was going to talk about the manifestation membership as well. Lol, we haven't. But the doors are open to the manifestation membership for the next couple of weeks until autumn equinox. This is, oh my gosh, I have so much love for the membership. We've been going 4 years now, if you can believe. And it is just so magical. It is one of my favorite containers with the most amazing queens and women. Like, oh my gosh, I love each and every one of them so much. When we get on our calls each month, it's just so much love, so much support. So if you are wanting that container to help you through this transformation you're going through, maybe you want some support, some love, have me holding your hand and guiding you as well. Like, that is what I'm here to do. Each month we have a beautiful law of attraction manifesting theme in the membership. You can also access the previous 4 years worth of content at any time. So you can do the theme that we're doing throughout September. So September's theme is joy, which I'm so excited for. So you can do the theme with us, or you can go back and do any of the themes that you want to at any single point. We have bonus workshops that go in the membership each and every month from amazing industry experts. We also have an industry expert of the month, so they come in and do a designated workshop on the theme of the month. You have full moon and new moon circles, and your bonus, because we all love a bonus, hell yes, for joining this intake, so before autumn equinox, is you will have exclusive access to my autumn equinox manifesting ceremony by saying yes to the membership this month. So you will get to come along to our incredible call as a thank you for joining the membership and joining us this September. So I won't babble on too much longer about it, but you can find all the information below and on my website, emmamumford.co.uk, and come and say yes to the manifestation membership. It's such a beautiful, amazing community, full of love, full of joy, full of positivity, and full of manifesting goodness. So yes, I would love to welcome you in, and a big welcome to anybody who has joined so far as well. I can't wait to see you on the live calls and have lots of manifesting fun this month. But thank you all so much for listening to this podcast episode. I know I didn't really go into too much depth about what to expect content-wise. Basically, summarize it, it's all staying the same as what it has been over the summer. Few new things coming up, few things we will launch, like the calendars and some other stuff coming up. And then I think October will be the full integration back in, but it will look different. And I think because I'm still sitting with that as well, I feel like it would be nicer to share that fully once I'm like fully decided on it as well, instead of like, yeah, I think I'm going to do that, or I think I'm going to do that. We'll see where it lands in October. And one last final request from yours truly, if I hadn't kept you here long enough on this podcast already, is I keep being reminded that I need to tell people to leave a review of the podcast. I am absolutely terrible at this, but I do feel like it's a good time to remind you lovingly of this. So when you rate a podcast, not just mine, like any podcast, it really helps the podcast people, whoever's podcast it is, because it helps new people find the podcast. I don't know how the algorithms and everything work. That's not my job. But essentially, when you, whether even with books, if you like review books on Amazon, but it's the same with podcasts, when you review podcasts, basically it pushes that podcast out more and more people are able to find it. So if my podcast has helped you in any way over the last 6 years, yes, we've been doing this nearly 6 years. How mad is that? I would really, really appreciate you just leaving a review on Apple, Spotify, any of the platforms that you listen to this on, and just leave an honest review of, yeah, what you enjoy about it and how it's helped you, because it'll be so amazing for this podcast to reach more people and to help even more people with their manifesting goals and desires. So you can do it really easily. It doesn't take too much time and it would mean the absolute world to me if you wouldn't mind, Queen. But thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.